As a part of our series, Expressions of Motherhood, from Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharata, we will discuss about Narad Muni's mother from the 5th and 6th chapters of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in his previous life, Narad Muni was the only son of his mother, and she was a very simple woman. She wanted to look after Narad Muni's well-being, but because she was not independent, she was not able to do much. She was a maid servant in an ashram where many spiritually elevated people resided. So since she was engaged in the service of the Bhakti Vedantas, who stayed in the ashram for 4 months of the rainy season, since she had that good fortune of serving those traveling mendicants, so did 5-year-old Narad Muni, who also had the same opportunity. Not only did he have the opportunity, but Narad Muni also had the right mood as well. He was self-controlled, he was not playful, and he did not speak more than required. These qualities and the service he rendered to the Bhakti Vedantas endeared him to them and who gave them their causeless mercy. Moreover, he was also able to take the remnants of their meals, prasadam, with their permission and hear them speak on transcendental subjects. So primarily, these two activities, that is taking the remnants of their meals with their permission and hearing them speak on transcendental subjects, enabled Narad Muni to move forward in his spiritual life because he also had the right mood. So later, as Narad Muni grew up and his mother had left her body, Narad Muni became a traveling mendicant himself and he began meditating upon the Lord. Once in his meditation, he was able to receive the darshan of the Lord for a short moment. Having lost the darshan of the Lord, he became very aggrieved. To mitigate his grief, the Lord spoke to him and said that he gave his darshan for a short while only to increase his hankering for him. So the Lord then guided him with next steps on how to make advancement in bhakti by constantly engaging in his service and chanting his holy names and pastimes. So Narad Muni saw the Lord for a brief moment, but then the Lord disappeared and he was only able to hear his voice. So then in order to increase his hankering for him, the Lord had disappeared. So then as per the guidance of the Lord, that is to constantly engage in his service and chant his holy names and pastimes, Narad Muni, he followed the Lord's instructions so much so that by this perfection, he received a spiritual body which was befitting an associate of the Lord and he came to be known as Narad Muni. So now here we can see that Narad Muni's mother was a very simple woman. She was a single mother, as we don't hear much about his father in that previous life. And she was a maidservant. And she was not very accomplished materially and spiritually either. But she had this desire for the well-being of her child. But still, she could not do much because she was not independent and she didn't have much that she could do and give to him. But the one thing that his mother did was because she was serving in an ashram where the Bhakti Vedantas visited. So she had the opportunity to raise her child, little Narad Muni, in the right spiritual atmosphere, which was surcharged with devotion and the association of the pure devotees of the Lord. So because of being in such an atmosphere, and as we discussed about Narad Muni's activities, of serving the Bhakti Vedantists, hearing from them, and also accepting their remnants with their permission, Narad Muni, as we can see, he achieved a spiritual body in the end, and he was constantly serving and glorifying the Lord. So Narad Muni achieved all perfection. So even if his mother was extremely simple, and she was a single mother, she had to fend for herself, and she was not independent, still because of just providing the right environment for her child, Narad Muni achieved all perfection. So Srila Prabhupada explains in Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, chapter 5th, text 23, that this is the wonder of an atmosphere surcharged with devotional service to the Lord. So now many of us may find ourselves to be materially inadequate and spiritually lacking in our motherhood. And some of us may also be single mothers, or some of us may be working mothers. But hearing this pastime about Narad Muni's mother gives a lot of hope to all of us that in spite of not having many resources we can still help our children imbibe the right mood of receiving mercy. That is how Nara Muni had the right mood, so we can help our children also develop the right mood. And along with that, we can keep our children in a spiritual atmosphere which is surcharged with devotion and many opportunities for service to the devotees of the Lord. So then by serving those devotees, hearing from them and accepting their remnants, our children also will receive their causeless mercy and will also achieve the greatest and the most sought after success in life, which is not money, which is not a big house, which is not a Ferrari car, but causeless, uninterrupted, unmotivated devotional service of the Lord, as Narad Muni had achieved. Hare Krishna.